Hello.
Oh, hi, Austin. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah, right?
So, I got your message. You were looking for a website for your business. Is it for Austin's Tree Service?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then how did you hear of, or how did you find out about Local Splash?
Actually, one of my brother's friends that owns it's an appliance business, and I think that y'all did his website for him.
Oh, cool. Okay. And then do you know the name of his business or anything, or you're just kind of vaguely thinking that's where you heard about
it? I know his name is Casey. That's all I know. I don't know his last name or his business name.
Okay.
It's an appliance business.
Got it. Okay. And then how long have you had your tree service?
I actually just opened it maybe a month ago.
Wow, you're brand new. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, they say the first couple months are the hardest, so you're almost over that hump at least, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, that's good. And then I see that you already have a Yelp listing, so that's excellent. Other than that, do you have anything else online, like a Facebook or an Instagram or anything?
Well, we'll remember having Yelp.
Okay. Yeah, I found that when I put your phone number into Google, I saw that there's a Yelp listing for you. So, but you don't remember setting that up?
No, I don't.
Interesting. Let's see here. There's even a 5-star review on here from Mark Veneri, the realtor. All I can say is fantastic. 5 stars. Austin and his brother came to my home and did such an amazing job. Very meticulous, pleasant to work with, detail-oriented, reliable, worth every penny. So that's good. I mean, you have you have a profile on Yelp with a 5-star review, and you didn't even know you had it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. And he must have. I mean, I did work at his house, and he was a very nice guy. I mean,
wow.
I didn't think that he was going to go that far for me.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really nice that he did that. Yeah, because that will help you with your conversion, obviously. And then once the website is built, we'll make sure that it gets attached to any listings that you may have out there, you know, because that way the website will get the exposure that it needs to bring you business. And then tell me about your service area, because I take it that you're in Florida. What city are you in?
I'm in Port Orange around Daytona Beach.
Okay, Port Orange, Daytona Beach. So how far are you thinking you're going to be willing to go for a new client? You know, not the farthest that you would ever go, of course, but just the average.
I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, I go wherever the money is.
Okay, so probably the bigger the job, the further you'd go. Oh, wow. Okay.
But as of right this moment, mm-hmm. I just really been focusing on Volusia County, Flagler County, and St. John's. As of right this second.
Okay. Yeah,
but
that's what I was thinking is that, you know, if there's a book of business in your backyard, you know, why not capitalize on that rather than driving all across the country for, you know, maybe the same type of a paying job, you know, and that's something that we could help you with. So I'll let you know that, for a website in and of itself, if that's all that you need, they charge, $2,500. Up front plus $49 monthly hosting fee. Okay. However, because you're a new business, if you went with one of our packages that would help you get new business, you know, being on Google and Bing and Facebook and all that, then I could try to get an override to include the website for you at no additional cost. kind of like a gift from us to you, which is what I'm thinking we probably did for your friend, your brother's friend, Casey, because very rarely do we ever, you know, sell the site as a standalone product when people know that they can get so much more value, you know, bundling it with one of our packages. And what I mean by that, Austin, is that a website in and of itself will not bring you clients. And I say that because I've been doing this, you know, for 13 years, and I've seen all different types of spectrums. I've seen guys that go out and spend tens of thousands of dollars building the most elaborate website you can think of with all the bells and whistles. And then I've seen the ones that, you know, go and they do the, you know, very simple site, or just go to GoDaddy and get a domain, or have a friend or relative build it. And all across the board, I hear the same thing, that the website in and of itself never brought them a client, you know, and that's because a website can't do that unless it gets exposure, right? So what we specialize in is to optimize businesses to show on the very first page of Google and Bing, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. Okay, so what we would also do is program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program Austin's Tree Service into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, the reason I asked you about the social media presence, you know, whether you were on Insta or Facebook, is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works. If you don't have the business Facebook set up, don't worry. We would help you get that up and running and start running the ads on it for you. Okay? And then... Oh, you do? Okay, good. So let me just put here and see if I can find it. Austin's Tree Service. Okay, and how it works is, you know how when people will search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if, you know, they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then... you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Okay? So, yeah, that's okay. And what I was going to ask you is, as far as the site goes, you know, when you bundle it with one of our services, typically they charge $400 to put it together with the program. But what I can do is explain your situation to my director, and that you're a brand new business and you're only a month in, and see if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, you know, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So, you know, what I would have to do is send out the request and explain your situation. And, of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for, you know, $398 out the door and include the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
I mean, I would absolutely love to. I just wanted to you know, what am I trying to say here? Is that sounds good, sounds really good, but the thing is that I'm going to have to eventually call you back here soon to set that up, because right now I was just calling to get, you know, pricing and see how much it'll cost me.
Of course. So one thing I want to let you know, only because you're new and right now you have a, you know, fairly weak internet presence, and this is something that would fix that for you, get your phone ringing and help you capture your business. And I tell you that out of all due respect, because, you know, every second that you wait getting your business on the first page, there is a book of business that's in your backyard that's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will capture that for you. Now, I tell you that because, you know, in your service area, just over the last 30 days, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So, you know, I would never tell you, you know, oh, you know, sign up with a program like this and 1,218 clients are going to come flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? What we do know, Austin, is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So, you know, when you say, oh, you know, I was just gathering information and, you know, I'll have to call back, what's causing that slight hesitation? I mean, is it the program or is it the pricing? Or, oh, it's more of that you're, okay, a little bit tight right now because you're a new business?
Exactly.
Okay. So thank you for relaying that to me, because if it's only coming down to dollars and cents, I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of those expenses that you have going out as a new business, because I had to do this once before and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. Now, he was a startup business and he was in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he had just purchased a bunch of new equipment, his licensing, his storefront. I mean, you can imagine his funds were completely depleted. So what I was able to do was I worked out that special pricing, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So, you know, he had to stretch himself just to try the program for 1 month. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So, you know, I would be willing to see if I could get you into that same package. It's called the Friends and Family. And what it would do is it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249, and it would reduce the setup fee down to just $49. Okay? So if I could get this authorized, it will save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think the $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day, you know, to increase your business. So I'd have to, you know, kind of send out the request and explain the situation if you think that that would work. And I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, do you think that that's doable today?
Let me check my account real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I probably wouldn't even be able to do that. I'm only seeing 170 in my business account right now.
Okay. So I don't know if you'd have the ability to transfer over like $30 or something, but the only last resort would be that 249 package, if I got it approved, does include that small budget to run Facebook ads. If we took those Facebook ads off, it would lower the subscription to $199. And then I could explain to them, you know, that you only have like $170 in the business account, and maybe they would allow me to waive the setup fee for you altogether. So, you know, if I did get it down, you know, all the way to $199 and got that setup fee waived altogether, do you think that would work?
I mean, I could try, but I don't think that my account's going to allow it to overdraft, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we don't want it to overdraft anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So, if you think that would work, but you need a couple of days to kind of put the extra funds in there, I can set it up where it's on a post date until Monday or Tuesday. So what that would mean is I get the pricing approved now, we get the website included, all of that gets nailed down, but they don't actually charge you until Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. It's like basically like a promise to pay kind of thing.
Right, it's a post date, so I would take all the information, including the billing, get it all set up now, create an appointment for my technician to call you next week on Monday or Tuesday to go over your client interview and get the website up and running, and then rather than charging you today, they just process the payment next week when you think it would work.
Okay. I know you said Monday or Tuesday. Is there a way to maybe stretch it out to like maybe Thursday or Friday? Just to be on the safe side, because right now I don't have work lined up just yet because it's been raining like crazy out here in Florida. So
yes.
Right now work has been put on hold for the past couple of days, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like any possibility to do that?
Yeah, you know, what I could do is when I send out the request to get the pricing approved, I could ask them, because typically they allow 3 business days, which would be till next Wednesday, the 18th. So I don't see why they wouldn't allow me to stretch it to Thursday or Friday, because that would be just the 19th or the 20th. You know what I mean? So I could
definitely
ask them, you know, while we get, you know, this, you know, pricing approved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me send out the request and just make sure that I can actually get it authorized for you. And then while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, we'll send a confirmation email to the same email address that you put on that form. Is it Anatone, which is your last name, and then Austin, 100416@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. And then for the listing on Google, do you want it to show as Austin's Tree Service, or should I put an Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
Austin's Tree Service, LLC.
Okay. And then the business address?
Is 69... Fortress Place.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Palm Coast. And the zip code is 32137.
69 Fortress Place, Palm Coast, 32137.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then I sent you an email that has a link to our pricing page on it. It also has a sample website. So do you have a logo or pictures or before and after photos? I know that you're fairly new. If you have anything. Okay, good. Okay. I was going to say most people do because even though their business is new, sometimes they have some industry expertise that they had built up with other companies, you know. So by all means, you know, you can send that over to us next week during the client interview. And then, if needed, we could also use stock photos just to kind of get the site up and running, and you could always modify it down the road as you get more content, you know? And then also, Austin, our toll-free number is on the bottom of that email. My name is Pina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to talk to me, you just put in that 777 and it rings to my desk. But if all you needed was, you know, a technician to update something or a billing question or something like that, you could also hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And we're available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. Okay. And then I actually am getting a response. So let me just see what my technician says. One moment here. I have to try to open this. I don't know why it's not opening. One second here.
Okay.
Oh, Austin, okay, I got it to open, and they approved it. So he told me go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family pricing, and he authorized me to waive the setup fee altogether and remove the Facebook ads. So he said get everything going for $199 out the door starting next Friday, which is the 20th, and he even said to wish you a very profitable year. So I'm so glad that that worked out. He also gave me an override to include the website for you at no cost. So when they call you next Friday, they'll start, you know, launching that site and purchase the web address and the whole nine yards. So in order to do the post date for next Friday, did you want to set it up on a debit or a credit card? What works best?
It's going to be on a debit card.
Okay. And is it your name or the company name or both?
Actually, right now it's going to be under my personal name. I had issues with my business account because they sent my card and they sent the wrong name on the card.
Oh, okay. So how does it read even though it's wrong? Tell me how it reads just so it matches.
Austin's Tree LL, but.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So they didn't put Austin's Tree Service LLC on it. So it's all messed up, but it'll be going out of my personal debit card.
Perfect. Okay. So now, is there a middle name or initial on there, or is it just first and last?
It's actually a new account, so I think it's first, middle, and last. I think it should have James in the middle of it, but I'm going to go downstairs and make sure.
Okay. Okay. So it's first and last, but if there's a middle name, it'll say James, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is the 69 Fortress Place also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, well, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah, it says James in the middle of it.
Good. So. Okay, I'm happy that you checked. Okay, Austin James.
Okay. So it's 4011.
Okay.
5401. 2645.
Okay.
7880.
Okay, expiration?
0828.
And the code?
811, or 881, sorry.
881, okay. So now what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording and create that appointment for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. Oh, give me a second here because my director is sending me a message. I want to just see. Oh, wow. That's nice of him. I explained to him that you said you only had roughly 170 in your account, and he told me that if you're able to do this today, he would put a $50 service credit on there for you, and we would only charge $149. So do you think that that would work, or should we just do the $199 next Friday?
So how much would it be if y'all charge a card now?
Just $149. He said he'd put a $50 service credit on your first month just to help you out.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that.
That's what I thought, because I've never seen him even offer that before. So I'm like, wow, that was really nice of him. So hold on a second. I got to make a couple of adjustments to the billing so it doesn't do the whole $199. So I'm going to do the adjustment there, and I have to do the adjustment here. Perfect. Okay, so I got it to stick. And then, so for the voice verification recording, I'll still conduct that now, but with the first payment, we'll just reflect the service credit with the $149. And then moving forward, it would always be $199 monthly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Austin's True Service, LLC.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Austin Anatone, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
All that means, Austin, is if you do anything else for your business online down the road, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package, but if you did, just make sure that you let us know so that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 13th, in the non-refundable amount of just $149. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And, oh, you know what, Austin? It said insufficient funds, so I don't know. It's not letting it go for the
$149. Oh, hold on.
I'm so sad.
Hold on. I apologize. I completely forgot to transfer that money into my account that I gave you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so transfer it and then give me the green light and I'll try it again. At least I'm happy it didn't go through and cause you an overdraft. You know what I mean? At least it blocked it.
Yeah, no, you're good. I don't get more overdraft fees or anything.
Good. Okay. Good. Perfect.
So. And what I apologize. What was the name of the company again?
Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you should be good right now.
Okay. I'll give it a couple of seconds. I don't want to try it right away. So let me schedule the client interview for Monday, and then I'll come back and try to process it then. So let's just see. That appointment will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. What will work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
I don't know if I'm going to be available at the time. I know for sure it's going to go through right now.
Oh, no. I'm going to process it right now. Let me go ahead and try. I was talking about, you know, the client interview where my technician calls you and goes over
setting
up
the website.
Yeah, so that'll take about 20 minutes, maybe 30 max, because they're also going to go over setting you up on Google and Bing and the directories. So what are you thinking, morning or afternoon?
Is there a way to do like an evening time?
Yes.
5 or 6 or something like that?
Latest that we could do is 6 o'clock.
That'll be fine, 6 o'clock.
Okay, so I'm blocking out an hour on Monday, which is September 16th, and it's from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then lastly, because we got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that your pricing never goes up and that you get grandfathered into this rate. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash? Perfect. Okay. So all you have to do is go in there and open the link that's in there. That will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Scroll all the way to the bottom, and then there's going to be two boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would plug in your name. Please include the James since that's on the billing, so include your middle name. And when you hit Confirm Signature, it will ask you for a username and password. So don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you during the client interview, but it's also in your welcome email if you want to refer to it right away. But if you see that, that's a sign for you that it actually went through properly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I click the two boxes. I put my name in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I confirm the signature.
Yes. And does it ask you for a username and password?
If it loads.
No worries while you're waiting. I'm still trying to nail down this appointment for Monday. I want to make sure it's all set.
It's not working.
Okay. So you put in Austin, James, Anatone, right? Did I spell it right? It looks good the way you can see it.
Does it have to be all capital?
No.
I put it all capital. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Yeah, got it.
It went through now. Okay, perfect. There you go. So you're all set there. The pricing is grandfathered in. And then other than that, you are all set for Monday. So they'll be calling you. And you're going to get an email that says photos needed for Google verification. What that means is that Google will protect you as a small business and make sure that, you know, protect you, I should say, from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page is to actually be a valid business in the area. So on that email, it's going to ask you if you have a business license or insurance or a work vehicle with a Florida license plate. There's about 7 different suggestions on that email. You don't have to do all 7 of them, but just, you know, come back and send over whatever you can. So if you only have 3 of the 7 items, by all means, get that over, because the sooner you can get that done, the sooner you'll get published on Google, okay?
Okay. And then that's the next email that I should be receiving.
Correct. You're going to get another email shortly that says photos needed for Google optimization. Okay? All right. All right. So other than that, welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know you're absolutely going to be thrilled with this. So have a very profitable year and have a great weekend coming up too. Okay, Austin?
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.